Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, normally I'm talking to people in U3A who are already running groups. They have thriving communities up and running and meeting regularly. Today I'm doing something different. I've got Bob Carvey with me, and Bob is planning to start a new group commencing, I think, in September, Bob.
No, we're actually going to start in May now, and we're going to run through the summer.
And tell us about the group.
The idea came up when I've been in the U3A for quite some time, and I've been in various groups like French and Pétanque. But recently they had a vacancy on the management committee, so I thought I'd put myself forward and got enrolled to help out with the newsletter. While I was doing this, lots of people came to me and said, the newsletter confuses me because often you send it out as an attachment to an email. I don't know what attachments to emails are, how to open them. This intrigued me because I thought, well, I've always known what an attachment is for an email and how to use them. It's just a normal part of life for me, and I can't understand why other people that are the same age as me, the same background as me, can't do it. And this sort of prompted me to ask around to see what other things people didn't know about.
So what sort of things are you going to be doing in your group then?
It's going to be anything that anybody has a problem with modern technology. And by that, we're talking about everything from tablets and smartphones to laptops, even desktop computers. There are other things like washing machines now that are smart and need modern technology to run them. And people sometimes struggle with those. Most people are probably finding one thing that they can do with something and using and sticking with that one thing. Really, there is so much more that you can do with that people don't make use of.
So if I've only got an ancient old mobile phone and I've never used anything like that, am I going to be lost in this group or...?
No, you're not. This is one of the big issues that's been raised by some of the people who've shown an interest is, how do I change from the old mobile phone, which I'm very used to and is very much like my fixed line phone in the house, to a modern smartphone? How am I going to use it? What does it do? How do I change over? These are the very issues that people want to talk about. And that's what we're going to help them with. We're not going to necessarily show them how to do it because each piece of kit is different.
Yeah.
What we're going to show them is how to discover for themselves how to do it. And that's the side of it that we want particularly to emphasise, is how you can help yourself with modern technology.
So someone's bought an iPhone and they're struggling with it, they bring it along to this group and you'll set them on the right way?
Exactly. We've got the first meeting on May the 15th, Monday afternoon, and we're going to ask people to bring along their problem. So the people that have shown an interest, we're saying to them, come along to this first meeting. If you can, bring along your smartphone, your tablet or your laptop with the problem that you've encountered or the thing that you'd like to do but which you can't, and we'll show you how to find out how to do it. We're not going to show you how to do it because your grandkids will do that. They'll show you, but you'll never remember. You'll remember if we get you to do it yourself.
Tell us how this group learning idea works.
I got the inspiration for this style of learning from seeing what happens with children in education. They've grown up with modern technology, and so to them it is second nature. But what interested me particularly was the way that children learn new technology. They often see things for the first time and haven't a clue what they're looking at, but it doesn't stop them looking at it and exploring it. And they particularly enjoy doing this and enjoy doing it successfully in small groups, even ones and twos together. One child, for instance, will look at a new computer game they want to play. They'll work out some aspect of it and say, oh, this is fun. I enjoy doing this. A child standing next to them watching them will say, how did you do that? And they'll explain it very briefly. And the child will go off. They'll play with it the same way. But they'll explore a different aspect of it or progress it a little bit further. And then the first child would go back to the second child and say, wow, you've got on a lot better than me. How did you do that? And this will feed off each other, maybe twos or threes or even fours in a group, who will feed themselves in this way and learn how to develop their knowledge of the new game or the new modern technology that they've got. And this fascinated me, and I don't see why us older people can't do exactly the same thing. We just feed off each other.
So that's the way you're running your new group?
That's how it's going to work,
And
yes.
I know you've read and learned about how this is developing in other countries, this kind of approach to education.
Yeah, this is absolutely fascinating. There's an organisation that started in India called Hole in the Wall. A chap called Dr. Sugata Mitra in New Delhi. He was a brilliant scientist, but also very into education. He worked in the 80s and 90s. And in the early 80s, he had the idea of encouraging children to teach themselves. But it wasn't until 1999 that he came up with the idea of putting a hole in the wall. Now, this was a literal hole in the wall. His building, where he worked, backed onto the slums of New Delhi. And so he knocked a hole through the wall, yes, and installed a computer from his office through this hole in the wall so that it faced the slums of New Delhi. And it was the children came up without virtually no supervision at all, no knowledge, and looked at this and played with it and explored it and looked at the possibilities of it, and gradually over a period of time taught themselves how to use this computer just through a hole in the wall without being trained, without being taught. Some of them maybe couldn't even read and write. They worked out how to use a computer through a hole in the wall. And this so fascinated him that the organisation has now developed into a worldwide organisation, and it's in other parts of Asia as well now.
So why shouldn't seniors in this country learn in the same way? That's what you're saying.
Yes, we've got the advantage of an absolutely brilliant education plus our experience of life, and yet we sometimes see a problem on a smartphone and we think, oh, I can't do that. Rubbish, of course you can do it. Everybody can do it. If children from the slums of New Delhi could do it through a hole in the wall, you, with your education and intelligence and upbringing, could do that easily. You just got to play with it.
So how often are you going to meet?
We're going to meet once a month initially. If there's more demand or there's a bigger group forms, we might have to meet more than once a month, but then we won't expect everybody to turn up for every meeting. And we're hoping to be open to all members of Swindon U3A to come to us with their problems. They don't necessarily have to belong to the group. It's a bit like the concert goers group, for instance, where the concert trips are often available to all the members, not mm-hmm. just that little group, and then you just become a temporary member of that group and go along to the concert. Won't be the same with the problems of the modern technology. If somebody's got a particular problem, but only the one problem, and not generally interested in modern technology, they can come to us. We'll show them how to sort out the problem, and we may never see them again.
So we've got some listeners this morning, I'm sure, who aren't members of U3A. What should they do if they sound if they feel this sounds like something for them?
Oh, it's a simple answer to that. Join the U3A quick.
They should do that before they contact you to make sure.
No, they can contact us. No, contact us if you're interested in this.
We'll give you details of Bob's contact number and email before the end of the programme. How often are you going to meet?
Once a month. That'd be on the third Monday of each month, right through the year, so that's 12 months of the year. In addition to that, we may very well try to organise trips out to interesting places. For instance, in Swindon, there's an interesting computer museum down in Theatre Square in the centre of Swindon. It covers quite a lot of the history of computing. So it may be worth a visit, and there's more interesting places, larger places that are a day trip out, like to Bletchley Park.
Sign me up for that one, will you?
Yes. For those who don't know Bletchley Park, it was the place where the code breakers worked during the Second World War. And there's two parts to that. There is the code breakers part, and there's also another computer museum there as well.
Where are you going to meet? Where are you holding these meetings?
We're initially going to hold them in people's houses, group members' houses. There are some of us who've got houses that are big enough to take maybe 10 or 12 people. And because the group organisers have an interest in modern technology, generally speaking, we have reasonably good fast Wi-Fi access, and so anybody who wants to can bring along their tablet or their laptop, even the smartphone, and sign up onto the Wi-Fi in the house, and they've got access then to the internet, so they can, while they're in the group talking to other members, they can look at the problem they've got with them side by side, sort it out.
Supposing I don't have Wi-Fi in my house, does that stop me joining the group?
Not at all, no.
But you don't need to have the latest Wi-Fi in order to join this group.
No. We will help you sort out any problems with any age of technology. Generally speaking, technology nowadays, if it's more than a few years old, is considered obsolete, but it's not really obsolete, of course. It's just that it doesn't do all the modern day things that we expect from our latest tablet or smartphone. But it will do the basic things that you're obviously using it for.
Okay, one final question. This sounds a lot for one person. Are you doing all this on your own?
Oh no, far from it. No, there's three group organisers at the moment. There's myself, there's Chris Brooks, who does have a background in IT, and there's Drusilla Atwood, another U3A member, who has actually run courses to teach young people how to use modern technology to get back into employment.
Sounds really exciting. I hope you have a pencil ready at home, because Bob's going to give us his contact details now, I hope.
My name's Bob Carvey, that's Carvey, and you can contact me by email at bob@carvey.org. So it's bob@carvey.org. You can always telephone me on my mobile telephone, which is 07 802 17 77 17.
Thanks very much for your time. Glad to see you here in Swindon 105.5, and we look forward to coming back to you in a few weeks and finding out how it's all going. Many thanks.
You're welcome.